Wednesday Night Sports Fight.
Sensation at Wembley from Sunderland.
Extra. Welcome to the next instalment of the chest-pounding, rib-tickling Wednesday Night Sports Bite Extra. I am Reese. Who have I got with us?
I'm Matty.
And you have Josh.
Of course I do. My lovely production team always here, as they always are. We've mixed it up a little bit this week. We've decided, you know, first week we tried this, we ended up with about 3.5 different podcast links. Didn't go very well. No. Second week, we were more...
We were still wrong.
We were more within the time constraints, but still ended up with a podcast and a half.
Yeah.
So it didn't quite work. So this week, and well, hopefully from now on, one specific book's 10 minutes, the other 10 minutes we can talk about.
Whatever we want.
Within reason. Biscuits, fish, flowers,
cakes,
and karma chameleons.
Cakes or biscuits, that was the
And the
topic
occasional
last night,
Sunderland
it?
Football Club, depending.
Occasional important bit.
Yeah.
Can I just say Sunderland AFC?
It is Sunderland AFC.
Let's just get
really,
it out.
It really upsets my nerve and says Sunderland
I was
FC.
Listening last night and, you know, I could feel your pain through
I've
my...
I've told him.
You were just concerned that people would end up getting involved to say that we were wrong. I mean, one time we ended up tweeting to @SAFC and it turned out to be Scarborough Athletic or something like that. But I mean, that was my fault. But in a sense, I meant to hashtag it and not, like, it. So that was a bit of a problem. But Matty... As we start off, this is going to be the book's 10 minutes, so if you can, do you fancy having a read of the scores?
Well, it's my first time reading out the classified check, and I will start off with the badminton. So Sunderland women's first team won 7-1 against Teesside women's first team, and Sunderland men's first team got beat 5-3 by Leeds men's seconds.
Today'll do, Matty.
I'm going to try my best here. So... Basketball, Sheffield men's seconds 72, Sunderland men's seconds 33. Football, Newcastle women's first 3, Sunderland women's first 1. Did you mean that, Jan?
A little bit.
Sunderland men's first 1, York men's seconds 2. Sunderland men's seconds 2. York men's thirds 3. There's too many numbers here, isn't there?
Imagine how I felt. You've actually laid it out much better the way that you've written it down than I did time I did this. And, it was awful.
Come on.
Sunderland men's thirds 1. Hull men's fourth 3. Bradford men's 3-1. Sunderland men's 4-1.
You do properly sound like the Sky Sports bloke now, mind.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's all right. Oh, dear.
It's all gone wrong. Hang on. I think this is the most entertaining classified check of all. If I'm honest.
I'm checking the mick out of you.
Golf. Josh's team can't assemble anything.
No,
so
we can't.
We'll pass that on. Hockey. Sunderland women's 2, first team. Leeds women's 8.
Eighth
team. How has that happened?
Hockey teams.
Why are Sunderland's women's first playing Leeds 8th?
I don't know.
How are they in the same league?
How good are Leeds women's
first?
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Surely there must be Premier League standard.
2-0, is that a good score in hockey? Is that not a really boring game?
Possibly.
Is it usually like 8-7?
Ask Matty, he witnessed the 5-0 rugby game.
We'll get to that in a bit.
It's his 40.
Netball, this is what Josh went to watch. Sunderland women's first, 50. Leeds women's fifth, 32. Rugby union. Yorkshire St. John's women's 21. Sunderland women's first 7. York men's thirds 22. Sunderland men's first 36. Squash. Newcastle men's thirds 3. Sunderland men's first 0. Table tennis. Sunderland men's first 10. Liverpool men's thirds 7. Tennis. Sunderland men's first 8. York men's seconds 4. And finally, in the volleyball, Sunderland women's first 3, York St. John's women's first 2.
We made it. Oh, so many times there it sounded like you were going to slip of the tongue and say something naughty. Oh, you got through it. How was that?
Well, I don't want to do it again, to be honest. But
to be fair, when I did it, there was about 2 results, wasn't there?
Yeah. I mean, me and Matty have had to do it both times and there's been absolutely loads to say, which isn't really too helpful. But I don't know. I think maybe you can go back to introducing the show as you've done.
Yeah, I think that's my fit. I like to do that.
It's what you were born to do, I think. But it was a pretty mixed day for Sunderland University sides in total. Mm. 7 of the 16 games we had resulted in Sunderland wins. Josh, you went to the netball. How was it?
It was quite exciting, actually. As I said on the show on Wednesday night, it was the first time I'd been. But now it's fast-paced, isn't it? First time.
it was the first game I covered for Sportsbyte, was going to see the netball seconds, and you know, I will honestly say that when I was assigned it, I thought, oh, netball, brilliant.
I did, yeah, as well.
But you know, it's fast paced, it's end to end, you're never short of a basket.
Well,
or
when
a goal.
You messaged saying, oh, the netball started, I was thinking, oh yes, I don't have to go to a game.
I was having my weekly Wednesday mare at that point. Just ignore
that. Don't you get excited over a netball game?
I do now. It was quite exciting. I can't wait for
that's
it. Going
what,
next
that's
week.
What that's what Sportsbyte all about, changing opinions.
Yes,
and that's
exactly
what's happening for you.
Now
Josh.
Me and Josh are the ultimate netball enthusiasts.
Well, yeah. Can I just say about the women's football loss yesterday?
First
defeat of the season, I think.
I haven't been to see football in a few weeks, but it's not looking good for any of them.
All the football sides losing, other than Sunderland, yeah, men's fourths, who drew 1-1 away at Bradford. But yeah, I mean, a 3-1 defeat to Newcastle. It was Newcastle who, they're the only other side who've beaten them this season as well. Actually, was in the cup,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah,
yeah.
They must be pretty good then.
I think so. Yeah.
People can correct me if I'm wrong here, but
I'm sure they played in the league,
undefeated
as well
in the league this, yeah, season until then.
But yeah, definitely a shocking result. But at the end of the day, I think they're still right at the top of the table. So
definitely so.
So
yeah,
Gary Bennett will still be pushing the team on.
We'll think a bit more positively, in the sense that the men's rugby union side, that's the sixth straight win over York men's thirds that they had. Well, not sixth straight win over York, but the win over York was their sixth straight win by a score of 36-22. Six in a row, you know, like they are the form team that Sunderland has at the minute. You know, Matty, you went to see them quite recently. There was it Sheffield Hallam, I think, you,
yeah,
watched them against, where it was the drab 5-0. But I mean, yeah, you saw at the end of the game the spirit of the, you know, the how are the lads, how are that, yeah, dancing around the rugby pitch in the end. And it seems like we've got ourselves a serious title contender.
Well, I think that either that was the last game or the second last game, because when I went to see them 2 weeks ago, they said they only had two games left, and they said once they'd got them two games out of the way, they'd win the title. So I don't know if that's the end of the season, but if it is six wins in a row to end it, it's a perfect way to end a season.
Well, it definitely sounds like they're pretty much there or thereabouts. I mean, I'm not sure if they've mathematically been guaranteed they've won the league or anything. We're not sure what happened with other results of the teams in their league. But yeah, I mean, other ones, I mean, I went to see the badminton, which is a pretty mixed day in both sense. The men's firsts and the women's firsts were both playing at the same time. It was absolute madness, hectic, trying to keep on top of what was happening.
At the end, and there was just people playing everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, there was people just having a game, you know, like people who kind of came to watch, just having a, you know, just a game themselves, you know, for leisure. And it was so confusing to keep a hold of. But I had a Sportsbyte reporter there with us who covers the badminton regularly, who, like, you know, I said yesterday, and he helped us, you know, keep a hold of it. And but Sunderland women's first, very emphatic win. They beat Teesside women's first 7-1. I think they're top of the league now because of that. In Sunderland men's first losing for only the second time this season, they won 8-0 last week. So you think they would have been flown through with
confidence.
Did
that go down to the final game, that won the 5-3? Was it 4-3 to Leeds and then...
It was 4-3 to Leeds, and the Matty Henry, the president, he was playing his last singles game, was the last one to finish. So if he'd won that, he would have finished 4 apiece, but he ended up losing. He lost both his singles games. He wasn't happy, like we heard in the interview that I had with him yesterday. Sunderland were top of the league before that game. I think they're second now. Durham have overtaken them, and that's who they play next week, or, you know, the next round of fixtures anyway. They've got to play Durham, so pretty much whoever wins that will end up going up, because Sunderland have, after that, to play Huddersfield, who are bottom of the league and who haven't won a game all season, I don't think. So,
you're expecting a win there,
with respect,
really,
you should,
yeah,
be expecting a win, exactly. You know, kind of like in the European qualifiers, every time you come up against San Marino, you know, it's just, well, that automatic 3 points. I'm not comparing the Huddersfield University badminton team
Marino
to San Marino. That is a bit harsh. But, you know, similar kind of premise.
I'm quite interested in, no, I remember right before Christmas we looked at where Sunderland Uni were actually in the whole books leagues with all sports.
That's still at the bottom.
It was out
fourth,
of 85, and they
fourth
were
bottom, I think.
Fourth bottom, so with all nearly most of the leagues coming to an end now, Sunderland have got to shape it up and maybe push out of that bottom set.
You can never guess what, futsal are still apparently the biggest points takers as well.
Are they?
Apparently so, yeah. Incredible. You can't really make this stuff up at all, but yeah, we're approaching
that bombshell.
Upon that bombshell, we're going to have to wrap that up there, because we've been constrained to the time of 10 minutes, so we can't give you too much more.
That is it. So
that is it. Thank you for listening.
Tune in next week. You've got another one to listen to with it. If we can all get it sorted about whatever tickles we fancy of this week. So keep an eye out for that one. But yes, thank you for listening and tune in next week.